America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Hey, no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, LFG, here we go now. I'll tell you what. You know what I care about even more than the 49ers?
Tell me.
You. You. Yeah, exactly. Now, for those who can't see, which is 99.9% of you.
Right. What's wrong?
Well, you just hucked a set of papers off the wall. I'm assuming that those were Guru's preparation?
Not sure.
Okay.
It was a flip, not a huck.
You all right?
Oh, I'm great.
You came in
never
hot.
Better.
Well,
so
hold on,
hot.
But I came in and I saw you, like, I saw you and we talked before we got even started in here. And
yeah.
Your demeanor was normal Dibs. You look like normal Dibs.
Sure.
And then we walked in this room and you got hot.
Been hot.
That's what I'm asking. You all right?
I'm great.
What's going on?
It's game week.
Why
it's week
your,
six.
It's always game week. It's
yeah,
the NFL.
Exactly.
Why, like, what? It's all good. I'm just wondering what's up.
Nothing's up.
No, look at you. You're gnawed. Like, you look like you're about to, you look
Dude,
like you're a fighter and the bell's about to
I'm
ring.
Ready.
But
I'm ready.
What's up?
Nothing's up.
Okay.
You
That's
know,
a lie.
Well,
you don't come in here like this more than about twice, two, three times a year.
I'm not angry. I'm just a little bit on edge. A little bit
okay.
on edge.
And my buddy, why are you edgy?
No real reason.
Okay.
You come in and it's, you know, you drive in and it's...
I'm angry, Jeff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, not that angry. Not that angry.
It just seems that way.
Well, I'm not
I'm just
really.
Telling you.
It, no,
you
I get
can't
it.
Say what it seems like because we get to tell you what you seem
you
like.
You can exactly. You can perceive
yeah.
whatever you want to perceive for me. And
I'm just checking on you, buddy.
No, dude, I'm good. I'm locked in.
Yeah.
I love it. And
you're
you know,
about to say you're coming in and what? What
coming
happened?
In and you know it's just a it's a lathering and it's.
Why does that trigger you though?
Doesn't trigger me.
It looks triggering.
It doesn't. I don't think it's triggering.
You kind of came in with a whole like a butter analogy and like
it was great. It
like
was a great
your,
line.
Like I'm your partner. Like what's wrong with that?
Of course, nothing's wrong
okay.
with it. But
just check it on you.
No, and the whole idea of like Robert Saleh deserved to get fired is one that is to me it's fraudulent. And when you want to look at like situations in the NFL and organizations, the Jets are an absolute joke. And the fact that they've given that the quarterback, a 40-year-old quarterback, a broke-down quarterback, that much power, their offense is a joke. Their offensive line is a joke. Their GM, he shoveled picks to Green Bay for no reason.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody
said
that.
They've got no good roster, and their owner is... Their owner is one of the worst in football.
But nobody's arguing that he deserved to be fired.
I believe people are arguing that.
No one in
this
room.
And I heard that from 10 to 2, that he deserved to be fired.
I think that it was that Guru said he was not, and Steiny said, we don't know that.
Right. And the whole idea about deserving to be fired at 2-3, when you're... If you win on Monday night, and you beat Buffalo, and now you're tied for first, and...
Yeah.
I mean, is that what we're doing?
Here's what's interesting to me. How about if we do this? And we can dial this up to all of you listening. Good afternoon, Swithard and Dibs. Hope you're really well. Lo Neal's going to join us in 2 hours. That'll cheer you up, I know.
Always.
And I know you don't think you need cheering up, and I'm not saying you do, but it'll put you in your happy place. But 888-957-9570 is the number. When I saw not just what happened with Robert Saleh, but the immediate reaction from 49er fans, I got interested.
Mm.
Not at the idea that Robert Saleh will suddenly be the defensive coordinator in 48 hours in Seattle. That's not happening. I don't think he's going to be the defensive coordinator at any point for the 49ers this year. In fact, I think he has already publicly stated he is going to go on vacation with his family, take a breath, and he will see you at the next hiring round. Not in the aisles, but he will see you at the next hiring round for coaches, which will be after this year. And oh, by the way, and we'll play it for you in a little bit, Kyle Shanahan, literally about a half hour ago, gave a full vote of confidence in Nick Sorensen, saying absolutely nothing negative whatsoever when people were asked about his performance. What's interesting to me about the 49er fan reaction of immediately going, ooh, let's get Saleh back, is not that he's going to come. It's because of what he represents. Robert Saleh represents one thing beyond a successful defense, which I would argue most people, most 49er fans, didn't even really deeply know about Robert Saleh until Nick Bosa showed up. People started picking off passes. He started running the stairs every day, and everybody, it became a thing. And next thing you know, he's a head coach in New York. But Robert Saleh represents something to 49er fans, and that is fire. He represents fire. He's up and down the sideline. He's in people's faces. He's showing energy. He's doing what we want a defensive coordinator to do, which is hop around and freak out and go crazy and throw things and slap guys on the helmet and headbutt somebody with a bare forehead. That's what we love. I don't know that that actually means you're a great defensive coordinator, but it doesn't hurt on TV. And he does that. And the reason I think so many 49er fans immediately wanted him back is that. He represents something that appears to have been lost with the 49ers right now. Maybe they just aren't very good. Time will tell. But for now, I look at the 49ers, and I think many share this opinion, and they look like they're not going all out. They look like they're coasting. They look like they're arrogant. They look like they think they can dial up a win whenever they want. They sound, when they lose to the Rams and Cardinals, like they're like, I can't believe we lost to the Rams and the Cardinals. We don't do that around here. These kinds of statements, you feel like Niners. You're playing like the facial expressions of Brandon Crawford and Brandon Belt. You look like you're just like, eh. What'd you say about that fumble? What was Trent Williams doing when Jordan Mason fumbled?
He's chilling.
Chilling. I don't think people are in the mood for chilling.
Right.
You're 2-3, and you lost the Super Bowl last year, and the Chiefs are 5-0. So why are you feeling tired, slow, and complacent?
Yeah, tired, slow, and complacent.
And that's, whether it's fair or not, that's why we want Robert Saleh back.
Well, and you want Robert Saleh back because you remember what it was like when he was here that, 3 years ago or 4 years ago, 2020, when you were fifth in the league in yards per play and you were much better in points allowed. And so now you're in a spot where your team is 20th in yards per play. And I know it's still early. It's only five games in. And so we can still small sample it if you want. But you are in 20th place in yards per play allowed. Your defense is not good. It looks slow. Now you don't have Hufanga. You don't have Greenlaw. Armstead is gone. And you don't have a lot of real game wreckers on defense. And teams don't come in here and they fear you anymore. And you don't have the same level of hitting that you used to have. And so defensively, you're not seeing a real imposing or vaunted or dangerous or threatening defense. You don't get a lot of takeaways. Nick Bosa with a great pick on his own, but your secondary is mediocre. Your pass rush is almost non-existent, and your poor linebacker, the one guy who you know, is out there trying to do everything on a bum leg.
Coaching or personnel?
It's both. It's both, but okay, I think it's easier
bigger,
to
gets,
look.
Who gets a bigger piece of the pie?
Personnel.
Okay. I agree
personnel.
With you. I agree with you.
But you look at coaching, and when you have Robert Saleh, who's suddenly free, everyone thinks about, like you're talking about, well, if we just had Robert Saleh, we get back to that all-gas, no-break scheme, and you can get back to a defense that's out there rocking people and wrecking games. And I don't know if it's that easy.
No, it's not.
When you have a totally different personnel group that you have now, you've got a lot of younger guys in the back end. You've got one linebacker that you really want to rely on, maybe one and a half with D. Winters, but Devondre Campbell, nobody wants him on the field. Yadam has struggled. Mooney Ward is not playing at a Pro Bowl level. Diamino Lenore has been amazing. Bosa's been great. And who else? Like Jordan Elliott, he's been solid.
Yeah,
special
but I mean,
teams with a block field goal and whatnot. And Floyd's been good at times, but you have not had a real concerted 11-man defensive effort. So the thought would be, well, if we just had Robert Saleh, or if we get D'Amico back, but D'Amico's not free, but Robert is, and you know, you bring Saleh back and you put Sorensen back to wherever he was, and everything could be better.
That to me is more emotional than it is X's and O's.
Agreed.
I agree with you. Yeah, like then that's what's interesting to me. So Niner fans, is that how you feel? Have the 49ers lost their edge, lost their passion, lost their motion, lost their fire? All of that. 888-957-9570. The reaction to Robert Saleh's availability to me isn't about, hey, he can come fix our X's and O's. It was more about, hey, he could come in here and freaking fire somebody up so that you guys could at least look like you're out there giving it your all. There was a long call to Steiny and Goo. I forget the listener's name. He went into a whole thing, and he was cool about it. He's like, look, I don't know. I'm just watching on TV. But to me, they look out of shape. And I was like, wow. I mean, can you imagine now? What a thing to say to a group of NFL football players. You're out of shape. But I know there are people who probably agree. You lose leads late. You know, the heat got to you.
Right.
I don't know if any of that's true. And I don't think that the 49ers are out of shape. Because in his call, he's like, they never close. You don't close games. And I'm thinking to myself, well, except for the 70% of the games that they win. Obviously, there have been games over the last 5 years that the 49ers close because they've won the good majority of their games. However, I'm not going to argue that it's not an issue. But I just don't think it's that. I don't think it's that they're out of shape. I think that some form of, whether it's complacency, losing your edge, in the back of your mind, thinking that you've got it even when you don't. You know, I think in the back of their mind, if you ask them, do you think you have what it takes to win the division? There's not a one of them that's like, of course we do. We're going to snap our fingers and turn it on. It's like when Shaq used to always, in the Shaq-Kobe era, where, oh, flip the switch. Don't worry, we'll flip the switch. The Niners have become the NFL flip the switch team, which, let me tell you, is super annoying. Fans don't want to hear you'll start trying when it matters because fans think it matters every single week, and it does. But that's what this represents to me. It's not about the wide nine. It's about a complete lack of fire.
Well, just close the game is all. I mean,
right.
That's where... And you had that game yesterday or Sunday that you could have closed it if Jordan Mason doesn't fumble, and that's one that you could have closed, or 4th and 5 on a throw that's up for grabs, and you could have knocked it down from Yadam, and you didn't, and so you didn't close. It's more than just one player. It's a team effort, and you can tell me you're going to flip the switch all you want, but what we've seen from this team is if you're not a home team in the playoffs, you usually don't go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. On Wednesday, October 16th, which is a week from tomorrow, we're going to be broadcasting live from John Madden Studio. Boom! As we remember the great John Madden, members of the Madden family going to be there. Steve Mariucci is going to be there. Mooch joins us at 3 live on set. You'll be able to hear long-lost recordings of John's KCBS visits, food and drink, and your chance to buy Mornings with Madden, the great book by our friend Stan Bunger. Private event, but tickets available. Go to eventbrite.com and search Madden. And we're also sponsored by Safeway. And then there's this. With all the analysis about the 49ers, I heard on the roast today what I think should be the most offensive statement that the 49ers have heard anyone say. We'll tell you who said it. We'll tell you what they said. That's next on Withered and Dibs.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, you want to hear it?
I do.
This is, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, this offends me. Not saying it's wrong, but this offends me. And it came from Bonte and Joe in the morning roast this morning, and their guest, a certain Brian Baldinger.
He's great.
He's phenomenal. I want every... Stop what you're doing and listen to this.
Because he's about to ruin.
This has not been played up enough since it was said this morning.
Mm.
Tell Bob in the next cubicle to shut up.
Shut up, Bob.
If you're driving around, turn your phone over. You're supposed to be paying attention to the road anyway. If you're on a smart speaker, turn the stove off and listen to this.
Alexa, turn it up.
Oh, boy, you just messed with everybody.
I know, right? Dude, my Alexa goes rogue constantly.
Why don't we just start every segment with, hey, Siri? Oh, crap. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me turn my phone off. Hang on. All right. Listen to this. What's the 49ers' identity?
Slow. They just look slow, Joe. They look like a slow team. Like, I don't see speed. I just don't see, like, it just, the whole operation, the pass rush, the receiver, they just look like a slow team to me. Now, look, when you're 2-3, nothing feels good, and you start using superlatives like I'm doing, but if I'm finishing a sentence, that's what it looks like to me. And that's, you know, that's your team, though. Like, that's what it looks like to me.
Oh, my God!
Slow.
This is...
It's like Caltrans. Slow for the cone zone.
I'm trying to think of a comp, okay? This is like somebody calling your kid stupid.
Mm.
This is no different than calling your baseball team boring.
I was just going to say, that's exactly what this is.
This is worse than calling your basketball team old. Brian Baldinger, one of our absolute favorite tape divers in the NFL, just said the 49ers are slow.
Yeah.
In fact, he said it's their identity.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, oh my goodness.
Well, who looks fast right now? Brock Purdy on a scramble. He looks pretty fast. J.P. Mason looks, I don't know if he looks fast, but he looks forceful. He looks forceful. Talanoa Hufanga, who's now on IR with a hand injury, he looked fast, and he was fast at the wrong time on the Kyler Murray quarterback keeper where he fired his gun and he came up, and he should have stayed back because Murray went for 50 yards and a touchdown. But other than that, who looks fast right now? Brandon Ayuk looked fast.
He did.
Looked good.
By the way,
he looked ready.
And I got some eye rolls or at least some, you know, crinkled foreheads when I said after this game last week, and Debo had like no targets and no touches, and people are like, why not, right? Why not Debo behind the line and Debo? And I'm like, when I watched Debo, he looked sluggish. I don't know if something's going on. He looked sluggish to me. He did not look like Debo Samuel,
yeah,
even in the few touches that he did get. So, look, I don't know if the 49ers are old. I don't know if they're injured. I don't know if they've got people out of position personnel-wise. It's probably a combination of all of those things. And could it be fixed by some sort of an eventual wonderful return of Christian McCaffrey and who knows about Dre Greenlaw, and maybe Mooney Ward is struggling with an injury that'll get better. I don't know how this is going to go for the second half of the season. I just know this. If you're a professional sports team, forget baseball for a second. If you're a professional sports team and someone calls you that, you dust.
Yeah.
You're done. You're irrelevant. You're pointless. I don't even know why we would watch your games. There is no rebounding from slow.
Yeah, what sport is slow good other than golf? And even
bowling?
If you're
bowling?
Well, and if you're slow in golf, you're Patrick Cantlay and everyone hates you.
Yeah, people are annoyed with you, but you can still succeed.
Right. Even if you're slow and you're playing slow, and that's Patrick Cantlay, and all the fellow pros hate him because he plays so slow, and you get on the clock and the rest of it. But baseball, slow is never good. And unless you're hitting a home run and you want to take your time going around the bases and you want to pimp it and bat flip it, fine. Slow works then, but football, no. Soccer, no. Basketball, no.
No.
No sport.
Any
sport.
That's not recoverable either. That's not, you can't scheme up slow. You can't fix slow. There's nothing you can do about slow. If they're slow, they're bleeped.
Well, unless you want to like play more your fast guys, and you do have some fast players who you can play.
Who's fast that's like being benched? Who are we talking about?
Ronnie Bell's fast.
Okay. I don't think...
Isaac Guerrero is fast.
Is he faster than Jordan Mason? He's certainly not faster than Christian McCaffrey.
Well, McCaffrey's unavailable.
Right now, yes.
Yeah. And he, I don't know if he's in Germany again or if he's just here. He's not playing.
No, not yet.
So, like, in terms of who you actually can play or want to play, you're right. You don't have a lot of guys who you can just say, well, we're going to take you out and we're going to put in a fast guy in your spot. You don't have that. And the one guy who you really need more than anyone is not Christian McCaffrey. It's Dre Greenlaw. And Dre Greenlaw is not only fast, but he is forceful and he's intimidating. The hardest hit that you made on Sunday was Dre Greenlaw pushing a guy,
seriously,
Trey McBride, into the water cooler.
Which, by the way, is he going to get fined for that?
Yes. The team will, actually.
Yeah. That's
normally $100,000.
I mean, well,
Big Dom.
It's Big Dom, except for he's a player. The only difference, but I know
he's not a player.
Well, but he is. He's on the team.
Yes,
but he does not have.
Big Dom is just a couple injuries away from being in there himself. Yeah. If you ask him.
So, like, I get there's a little differentiation there, but at the same time, no, you're not an active player, and I'm pretty sure that you're not supposed to get involved in that stuff.
Right. That's normally $100,000 from what I've read in terms of the punishment, but who cares, whatever. Jed York can write that check, but he is the one you need more than anyone else because when he's on the field and you're on the other team, you have to have an eye toward this guy may hurt me and he may want to hurt me. He may try to hit me and hurt me. And I'm not saying that he's a dirty player, but he's right on that line. He's in that gray area.
He is. Of course he is.
I mean, dirty's a pretty foul word.
No, it is.
Like, is Draymond Green a dirty player?
Well, most would say yes. But
right.
But I don't think Dre Greenlaw...
But when
Greenlaw,
he's on your team, you're like Day-Day.
Yeah, you like him. But I think Dre Greenlaw is not a Draymond Green level response. I think that Dre is somebody who rides that line and lives there. He lives there on that line. In other words, like,
but he's in a sport where, like, the Draymond Green dirty plays are normally outside the boundary of basketball.
That's what I mean.
But in football, there is no outside the boundary.
Well, sure there is. There are boundaries, and like Dre Greenlaw, like if I hit you right at the boundary, was it out of bounds? Was it a little bit too aggressive for that moment?
Right, but it's at least a football play.
Right, so that's what I mean. Like,
in basketball, you don't have that same latitude is what I'm saying.
Dirty feels like purposeful. Like, I'm purposely either trying to hurt you or take liberties or whatever. And Dre, I would stop short of saying that, but boy, he pushes the envelope.
Of course.
He pushes it, for sure.
It's football. And, you know, we had Bill Romanowski for a long time on the Rise Guys on the morning show, and he would talk about, you know, sometimes you need to take a 15, okay? And guess what? And he was a dirty player.
Yes.
But he also would, between the lines, look to make those types of plays that are... You know, if it's 15 yards, but I take out your quarterback, is it worth it?
And he's also a crazy person.
Yes.
And Dre might be too. A little bit.
Right.
You got to have a little bit of crazy in there sometimes to be a linebacker.
That, and you go against a Niner defense that doesn't have that. And Fred Warner's a great player. He's Hall of Fame caliber, but he doesn't give you that same sort of feel.
Correct.
And without that, I mean, Nick Bosa, he's not that guy. And, you know, I'm just going to try to sack you, and I'm going to try to tackle you and do my shrug move, and that'll be all for that, and we'll be on to the next snap. The Niners don't have that edge right now. So Baldy's right about slow, but also they don't have that edge.
Well, and that is why so many of you woke up today and want Robert Saleh back.
Yeah,
that's my opinion, is you're seeing what Baldy's seeing. And instead of being like, well, maybe they're just too old to run fast anymore. Instead, you're like, they lost their edge. They've lost their fire. I don't know yet, 5 games into the season, what which the correct response is. I just know that that's the itch that Robert is scratching for you and for me. Like, he represents that. Up and down the sideline and freaking out and pumping fists and running stairs and losing our minds. And there's been none of that. There's been absolutely none of that, except for when Robert was actually here running the stairs at Levi's Stadium, and the Niners blew them out, so who cares? But, if you're slow, here's what, and then we're going to go to the phones, but this is what would terrify me if the Niners are truly slow. I want you to list off the quarterbacks that the 49ers have faced so far in 5 weeks. You've got a 40-year-old in his first game off of an Achilles.
Yep.
Followed by last year's backup quarterback. Followed by Matt Stafford, who's also old, with no receivers or offensive linemen.
36, he beat you.
Followed by Jacoby Brissett, who was benched today. I told you yesterday he would be.
Good call.
Followed by Kyler Murray, who we literally spent time last week asking the age-old question, is he good? Now you're slow and desperate, and what are you getting? You're going to get Geno Smith, Patrick Mahomes, and Dak Prescott in the next 3 weeks.
And Geno's got more weapons than Calamari or any team you faced, really.
I think he leads the league in passing, does he not?
Right, but they have three legit receivers, and Mooney Ward now might be headed for IR. And so you've got a young secondary, you have a non-existent pass rush going up against a Seattle team that has three legit wide receivers.
By the way, you just said something there that I bet made people go, wait, what? Mooney Ward is going to IR?
Potentially.
Well, check this out, because it's odd to go to IR when you've literally missed no games.
Yeah.
He's played in all the games. He said last week, I feel like I'm playing the worst football of my career. I raised my hand and went, yep, see the same thing. Can't figure out why you're not playing well, but you're not. And check this out. Kyle Shanahan today, at his press availability, is asked about Moody. Not Mooney, Moody, the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to where the conversation goes as he loops both of them into his answer.
Do you have a timeline on Moody? Is IR a possibility?
It's a high ankle sprain, so usually with those, I usually say about a month. Sometimes they can surprise you and go quicker. Sometimes they can go longer. So we're not exactly sure yet.
So IR is...
IR is an option, yeah. Just with the how quick this has happened, having Huff in that situation where we got to decide Mooney could be a possible decision. We have a number of guys already on it, so we're just trying to weigh in all that stuff.
Okay, so I actually come out of that with questions. Did he misspeak, or does he mean Mooney Ward, or did he mean Moody?
It sounded to me, guys, like he was saying, we are yet to make a decision on Jake Moody, the kicker, because we only have, I think it's eight IR returnee spots for a season. They've already used a bunch of them up. So we're going to wait to make the decision on Moody until we make a decision on some others. Hufanga is one, and then also potentially Mooney Ward.
Mooney Ward.
Another, which makes no sense. Because he said earlier in the presser, if there was a practice today, there's not. They play on Thursday.
Right.
If there was a practice today, Mooney would be limited, but he would still be practicing. So I'm not sure what he's talking about.
I wonder if he just misspoke. That's one letter away. I mean, we've done it with Moody and Looney.
Right.
But this is Moody and Mooney.
Right. Much bigger.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, they signed another kicker today. Who'd they get? Matthew Wright? Is that right? Yeah, Matthew Wright is now the 49ers kicker.
All right.
Adjust your fantasy lineups accordingly, please. Yeah.
Charvarius Ward has played in 97% of the snaps this year. 97.2.
I got a hard time believing he'd be stuck on IR when he missed no snaps and was going to practice today. That's just weird.
Limited today, and he's got a bruised knee.
Yeah, and he dealt with a hammy the same week Kittle did.
Yeah.
But then Kittle was out, but Ward was in against the Rams.
Right.
He played.
He played, and he's played all but about 20 snaps all year. So I'd be surprised if he went on IR, but at the same time, even if he's not on IR, he's not been his best self all year.
Not at all. Not at all.
And that's been part of it in what Baldy was saying about a team that looks slow. And, you know, there's another four-letter word you can use that is a synonym for slow in football.
Exactly right. Slow could also just mean not right.
Yeah.
Not Matthew Wright. Just not right with an R, not a W.
Well,
you know what I mean.
I was using another S word, and I'll let the caller say it because I don't know if that's what the caller is going to say, but I have a feeling that's what line two is going
to
say.
Well, let's start on line one. Let's go to Chris in San Jose. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Good afternoon. Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Mark, what made me call is you were talking about intensity, right?
Yeah.
Fire? Is that what you were talking about? Yeah. So, Robert Saleh, you know, he was a rah-rah guy. You mentioned him headbutting players without a helmet on. You know, that's all good and well. But to me, I think any, I'm not speaking for myself. I would just imagine any quality athlete who played past high school would be able to tell you that you're simply not able to play with fire and intensity unless you meet the prerequisite for that, which is being in the absolute best shape as possible. You can't, you know, whether it's basketball, football, all of these contact sports, you cannot, you just, to me, you simply cannot play with fire and intensity unless you meet the prerequisite, which is being in the absolute best shape.
Okay, so this is, that's interesting. But Chris, can you then, there's a follow-up question there. Are you suggesting that the 49ers are not in tip-top shape? What do you see there? And if you do see that, what's the reason? Why would the Niners suddenly this year not be in shape? We've never discussed this before.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, to take it a point further before I get into that, I would say that the best of the best players, the true dogs in the NFL, they don't need a rah-rah guy. Yeah, every team has a leader, but you're either a fiery and intense player or you're not. To answer your question on why they maybe look a little slow, look a little old, I do think there is some truth to that. You know, Purdy's young, Mason's got fresh legs, Ayuk's young, but Debo, I mean, when's the last time he's been healthy through a season? His rookie year?
Yep.
How about Trent Williams? What's he, 38 now? You know, Charvarius Ward's been frequently banged up. You know, they just kind of look old. I watched Trent Williams, everybody, you know, top 10 player in the NFL is voted by his peers. I watched the second year defensive end. I think his name's Pierre St. Johnson or something. He was an end. He put Trent Williams on his ass multiple times throughout the game.
Yeah.
I mean, Trent, I remember a third down play. Oh, let's go to our tried and true play. We're running to the left behind Trent. He had one guy to block, and he ended up on his butt, and the hole collapsed, and we didn't pick up a third and two. And that's running to the side that's supposed to be our strength. I called last week. I said Charvarius Ward, to me, has always been overrated. He's a physical guy. He gets away with a lot of PIs, but he constantly gets routed by smaller, quicker receivers. So, you know, I think it's a personnel issue. I also, you know, they are a little older, a little slower. Maybe, to answer your question, it's because it's another Super Bowl layover, another failed year, and that's probably in all honesty, that's probably the most hole that our team is going to be. I mean, some of these guys are going to leave next year. You know, it's not looking great for the rest of the season, but hopefully, you know, like everybody says, Kyle's a genius, right?
So you should be able to
put up more than 0 points in the second half.
No doubt. Chris, thank you. I'm so done with the genius word, because if I hear one more person call in and say this supposed genius, and I keep asking, who the hell called him a genius?
We all have.
No, we haven't.
We all have.
But we haven't. He's a very good coach.
We, the fan base, have called him that.
Well, but then you can't get mad at it when you're like, who called him a genius if the answer's you? Like, no,
we're not mad at the label. We're mad at the performance.
I think people are mad at the label.
You can't go out against a terrible Arizona defense and score 0 points.
No one's arguing that. This label that people are like, he's not a genius. Fine. He's not a genius. Who called him that? He's the coach. He's the coach.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what the label is. Well, it matters what the results are.
But it's bothering people. I hear it every day. Every time they lose. This guy's supposed to be a genius.
He's supposed to be.
Who said that?
It doesn't matter what word you put on it. He's supposed to be an offensive play-calling wizard, and your offense had 0 points against a bad defense.
Right, but nobody has ever translated good coach to mean that every play works. I'm not arguing with you whether or not the performance has been good enough so far this year. Of course it hasn't. Of course it hasn't. But if you're, for some reason, so many people, I'm not talking about you, are putting this bar out there where it's like, I need you to respond to this genius label. Nobody did that. If you heard that from, like, Emmanuel Acho or something, don't hang that around Kyle's neck. If it was the license plate on his car, now we've got something we can talk about. But I've never heard Kyle Shanahan go to the microphone and be like, welcome to the Genius Bar. Let's talk. Nobody's done that. So just
it doesn't matter what label you put on it.
Well, it does to people, because they're calling up about it.
They're call up about, and they use the word because it's a convenient way to describe their frustration. I don't think that anybody's looking at it and saying, well, he said he's a genius and therefore this and that. It is the bar that's been set. The bar has been set to where you have this offense that is run totally different. And every other team, not every team, but many teams try to do what you do.
Yep.
And they emulate you. And your offense is great. And you have a draft pick who is Mr. Irrelevant. And you have an undrafted running back. And you've got a tight end that nobody else wanted for multiple rounds. And you have a seventh round wide receiver. And you're doing all these great things. So we're used to seeing that. And now we're not seeing it.
Yeah.
So whatever word you want to use to describe it, what we're seeing is not what we're used to.
Of course, because apparently they look slow.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, when you think about what was just said, okay, what Chris was just talking about, and I want to make sure that everyone realizes, I'm going to say this right up front, this is not an excuse, because every NFL team is dealing with this. But let's just talk about the way it looks. Can you figure out why they would look slow? There are new players in there in positions like a Devondre Campbell that we have not seen play before, and so far we're not really digging it. So that could be slow. Or, as he puts it, maybe some of these players did get old overnight. Maybe the best of Debo is behind us. I hope not. And truly, maybe Trent Williams is 36 and looks like it this year. Or maybe players like Charvarius Ward are playing through injury. I do still think there's a scenario where a completely different set of health circumstances make this team look totally different. But I don't know. I don't know about the nagging injuries, and I can't be sure that the players we want to come back are going to come back. I don't know if Dre and Christian are coming back. And even if we do, I don't know when. So that's a big word. That is a big stinking word. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll continue to take your calls on this. Do you see in some way, shape, or form a lack of fire with this 49er team so far? Doc Pandya on these injuries is an hour away. And about that Super Bowl hangover, Lo Neal knows about it. He'll join us in just over an hour on Willard and Dibs.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.